This is the Austin Music Experience. I'm Jody Denberg. Today on the program, Steve Earle shares one of the most moving stories about Towns Van Zandt you'll ever hear. It's essential. Also, live performances from Alt-J and Grupo Fantasma. But first, we'd like to kick off the show with some new music. Today, it's the Tauntauns from Houston. Their forthcoming album was recorded here in Austin on the East Side at Church House Studios by David Boyle. This is the new single from it. It's an exclusive, and it's called Veda. That was a brand new exclusive song from the Tauntauns out of Houston. The song is called Veda, and it will be on their forthcoming album that they recorded right here in Austin at Church House Studios by David Boyle, who's worked with Amy Cook and Patty Griffin and Black Joe Lewis. And the Tauntauns will be playing Fun 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 Fest in November. Up next, we have Wild Child. This is a six-piece band with a classically trained violinist. They earned a couple of awards at this year's Austin Music Awards, and this is Crazy Bird.
Around 4 days, this porch on which I pace, 'cause I need your mind, I need yours.
You stole my breath away, you swore to me you'd stay. I found something that I adore.
Oh, how are we supposed to go on?
Things we'd scream. Hey! Now, kid, let's knock at me. 'Cause I need your mind, I need me yours.
Four walls and fancy friends. Don't need me none of them. 'Cause I got you now, and that's enough.
Well, I'm glad.
So am I. Let's take good from our past. Batch all the things that last. Let's tear it up here, you and I.
It's a each other's hearts so ragged and scarred. Cause breaking up is easy, staying together is hard. Hearts so ragged and scarred. Cause breaking up is easy, staying together is hard.
Well, you know I can't let go of all the good times, and I think about them every day.
Yeah, but it's been harder than I ever thought it could be when you got two people looking at the world in a different way.
So we fight like there is no tomorrow, but tomorrow keeps shining on down, and I'm bound.
That we got ourselves some bad times and the good times that I'm missing, and I'm longing for, will it only ever come in the rain?
We might spend a little time apart, I'm in the cracks in our broken hearts, and that'd be easy. We might do a little looking around, I find a lover in another town, will it be easy? It's a shame the way we left each other's hearts so ragged and scarred. Cause breaking up is easy, staying together is hard. Yeah, breaking up is easy, staying together is hard.
There's been some great country music duos over the years. Think Dolly and Porter, think George and Tammy. Maybe now you're thinking Brennan and Noel. We just heard Brennan Lee and Noel McKay with a song called Breaking Up Is Easy. It comes out on their very first album, this week in fact, called Before the World Was Made, produced by Gerf Morlix. Guy Clark is a big fan of Brennan and Noel. He said they're great songwriters, and Brennan plays guitar like a... Oh, I can't say that word on the radio. I can tell you before Brennan Lee and Noel McKay, it was Wild Child with Crazy Bird. They've got a couple of Austin Music Awards under their belt, and the new album, The Runaround, comes out in October. Coming up, a little primer on this weekend's Utopia Fest, which is only 2.5 hours outside of Austin. And Steve Earle pays homage to an Austin legend, Mr. Towns Van Zandt. Plus, we'll ask you about your favorite Austin music experience as the program continues. From the live music capital of the world, this is the Austin Music Experience.
I'm Gary Hartman with the Center for Texas Music History at Texas State University in San Marcos. This week in Texas Music History, we'll discover a link between Jimmy Rodgers and Janis Joplin. Bill Neely was born on September 19, 1916 in Collin County, Texas. At 13, he learned to play guitar from country singing star Jimmy Rodgers. Like Rodgers, Neely was a rambler. In the 1930s and 1940s, he traveled across North America, hitchhiking and riding freight trains. In 1949, he settled in Austin and soon became a regular at Kenneth Threadgill's gas station and bar on North Lamar Boulevard. Bill Neely and other musicians hung out at Threadgill's, jamming and entertaining the crowds that gathered. Because the jam sessions at Threadgill's attracted a wide variety of musicians, Bill Neely performed over the years alongside such artists as legendary bluesman Mance Lipscomb, as well as a young college student named Janis Joplin. This Week in Texas Music History is made possible in part with support from Humanities Texas. I'm Gary Hartman.
With your weekly roundup of Austin music news, I'm Tyler Pratt, and this is your soundcheck. A few hours south of Austin, the 5th annual Utopia Fest has already kicked off. Galactic, Chick Chick Chick, Grupo Fantasma, Blackalicious, Robert Ellis, Whiskey Shivers, and a whole lot more take over scenic Utopia, Texas, about an hour and a half outside San Antonio. Festival director Aaron Brown explains why Utopia is worth the trek.
There's something for everyone. I would just say it's for people who don't necessarily love music festivals. This is for music lovers and people who love being in the outdoors and being with their family and friends.
Utopia promises two stages with no music overlap of bands. The audience is capped and relatively small. There's free parking, along with being able to see all the performances. Festival goers can camp on site, they can play disc golf and practice yoga, and even enjoy a late after-hour silent disco. And there's still time to make it down to Utopia. While the festival began Thursday evening, Brown says there are just a few tickets left, and if you decided to drive on down, you wouldn't get turned away. And speaking of festivals, there's still 9 months to go until Austin Psych Fest kicks off again. Tickets are already on sale now, but if you're craving some psychedelic rock, you could always catch the next flight to France. Austin Psych Fest is kicking off its inaugural Levitation France Festival. Portishead's Jeff Barrow, Dead Meadow, Dead Skeletons, and Nightbeats are just a few of the bands playing the small festival in Angers, France. And headlining the fest is Austin's own Black Angels. Now, it may have been difficult for many Austinites to make it across the Atlantic for this year's festival. Festival producer Rob Fitzpatrick admits that Levitation France got a late start this year, announcing it only a few months ago. But he adds there's even bigger plans for next year's, and that the Austin Psych Fest team is developing several more upcoming international events. If you think it's hard to find parking in downtown Austin, imagine what it's like to be in a band performing downtown. You have to find parking, unload all your gear, get set up, load it all back, and then avoid getting a ticket, and, oh yeah, still play an excellent live show. Well, as Austin news outlet KXAN reports, the city has created some specialty zones to assist musicians playing venues across the town. Clubs can apply to the city's music division for loading zone permits, which are good for about 5 minutes right outside the club. Red River's Mohawk was the first to sign up. And if you're not in a band, don't worry. This doesn't affect your parking situation. These permits are for zones you already couldn't park in before. Your spots are still going to be tough to find. In Austin, I'm Tyler Pratt, and you're listening to The Austin Music Experience.
One of the great Austin bands performing at Utopia Fest this weekend is Grupo Fantasma. They've backed up Prince, they've won a Grammy, and this song is perfect music for your road trip out to the festival. It's called Montañoso from Grupo Fantasma.
Corre montañoso, que te quieren ya matar. Corre, corre montañoso. talks too loud in my hometown. Nobody stands too tall for fear of getting knocked down. You just follow straight lines and teach your children how. Well, you just do your job and conceal your doubts. And the flames of hell, they seem so high when I could barely see over the pew. I was just a boy when they told me that lie, but Lord, it felt so true. Oh, oh, oh. Like an army camp marching off to fight, like a mindless chant will make you right. And that's a hell of a thing to do to a kid, just to teach him right from wrong. You can burn in hell the rest of your days, or you can choose to sing along. Sing along. Child believes in whatever they're told. A pillar of flame, a street of gold. And the flames of hell, they seem so high when I could barely see over the pew. I was just a boy when they told me that lie, but Lord, it felt so true. And that's a hell of a thing to do to a kid, just to teach him right from wrong. You can burn in hell the rest of your days, or you can choose to sing along. Sing along.
Back-to-back live performances from Studio 1A today on the Austin Music Experience, and both artists are playing the Utopia Fest this weekend. You just heard Robert Ellis with a song called Sing Along. He's from Houston, but he's moved to Nashville. This new song is about growing up in the Bible Belt, and it's unreleased, and you're only hearing it here. And Robert Ellis was preceded by Grupo Fantasma's Montañoso, which is Spanish for mountainous. And now we're going to go even farther away to Great Britain for Alt-J. Their debut album, An Awesome Wave, earned them a Mercury Prize. In 2013, it's hard to come up with a unique sound, but Alt-J has certainly done it. Take a listen. This song is called Tarot.
Indochina. Jumps to 2 feet, creep up the road to photo to record me lost and warm. Their ancestors, his chance. Oh, 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 oh. as I just read you into my eyes.
Definitely an unusual sound, to say the least, but for lead singer Joe Newman of Alt-J, his influences come from a familiar place.
Yeah, I mean, I grew up listening to my dad's music. He went around the South gigging at pubs and small bars with his sister, and I kind of grew up listening to the music they were listening to, kind of like, you know, Joni Mitchell, Simon & Garfunkel, just classic Americana kind of music. And they were kind of recreating that on a sort of low budget, low scale kind of environment.
By chunks out of me, you're a shark and I'm swimming. My heart's here thumbs as I bleed, and all your friends gone snooping. Triangles are my favorite shape. 3 points where two lines meet. Toe to toe, back to back, let's go. My love is really someone. And keep all my
one blue, one red, one green. Search the breeze while the camera spins. Chunks of you will sink down to seals. Bubba Ritchie morning. The north you love, yes, the north you love away, but it's fair to say.
For those of you wondering what you just heard, well, it was a band from Britain called Alt-J, and we heard Taro and Tessellate. I won't tell you what Tessellate means, but it's worth looking up, and it's worth seeing Alt-J. They're going to be in Austin at Stubbs on Saturday, September 28th. Coming up, Steve Earle, as well as his son Justin Towns Earle from Our Archives, and Akina Adderley will give us her favorite Austin music experience, and this is important, we want to hear yours. Stay with us. We'll tell you how in a moment. Welcome back to the Austin Music Experience. I'm Jody Denberg. There's been books written about the legendary songwriter Towns Van Zandt, and there's been films made about Towns. But perhaps the foremost authority on Towns is his friend Steve Earle. Steve was Towns' protege, and Steve can tell you a story or two about Towns Van Zandt, and he can sing you a song or two as well.
I had a friend and a teacher, and his name was Towns. He's the best I ever saw. And his favorite place on the planet was the Colorado Rocky Mountains. He's a migratory beast, and he spent his summers in Colorado, and he wintered in Texas and Tennessee. He had a horse named Amigo, and he kept him at Bronco Newcomb stables in Aspen, Colorado, and every summer he'd pick Amigo up and he'd ride across the mountain to Crested Butte. First time I ever saw those mountains was with Towns. I was 17 years old. And that's the reason that to this day I cannot ski. Because Towns taught me. He said, "Oh man, there ain't nothing to it. All you gotta do is, you know, take this hit of acid and just forget about, you know, your knees and all that. And just, you know, just let it go, man. Just kind of, you know, experience the mountain. It'll be all right. About that time I experienced a tree. A couple of winters back, I was asked to do some shows in Colorado in the dead of winter, and I hadn't been there, some of those ski resorts, since the 70s. These towns, after a few years after I went with him, kind of had to let Amigo go and got banned from Crested Butte for life. Settled down, and I believe with all my heart that he began to die that day. We made the trip backwards on the bus, just me and my brother and the blue dog, and running from Crested Butte back to Aspen. It was the day before my birthday, and we ran into one of those little stubborn snowstorms where it's only snowing on your mountain sideways right into your windshield. And you know, it blows the snow around and circles on the road, and it looks like ghosts. And more than once that night, sitting up front with the driver because I couldn't sleep anyway, I thought I saw Towns and Amigo coming across the mountain. Towns Van Zandt song. Ride the blue wind high and free. She leads you down to misery. Leave you low, come time to go. Alone and low as low can be. If I had a nickel to find a game, if I won $1 I'd make it rain. If it rained an ocean I'd drink it dry. I'll lay me down dissatisfied. And lips to cry. A restless tongue to classify. All born to grow and grown to die. Tell my mother I done no wrong. Tell my baby I sit so long. Tell my brother to watch his own. I'll tell my friends to mourn me none. Ride the blue wind high and free. She leads you down to misery. Leave you low, come time to go. Alone and low as low can be. Alone and low as low can be. Alone and low as low can be. Forward on the neons burning bright. Pretty lights, red and blue. They shut down all the honky-tonks tonight. Say a prayer too, if they only knew. You always said the highway was your home. Ah, but we both know that ain't true. Just some place a man can go he don't know where he's traveling to. Colorado's always clean and healing. Tennessee in spring is green and cool. It never really was your kind of town, but you went around with the Fort Worth blues. Somewhere up above the great divide, the sky's wide, clouds are few. A man can see his way clear to the light, just hold on tight, that's all you gotta do. They say Texas weather's always changing. One thing change will bring you something new. Houston really ain't that bad a town, so you hang around with the Fort Worth blues. Bay tonight, silver light over green and blue. Every time I travel to, I find some kind of sign that you've been through. Amsterdam's always good for grieving. London never fails to leave me blue. Paris never was my kind of town, so I walked around with the Fort Worth blues.
That was Steve Earle, recorded live in 2007 in Studio 1A with a medley. Steve did Towns Van Zandt's Rex's Blues, and then a tune that Steve wrote about Towns called Fort Worth Blues. Steve Earle's son lives up to his name. In fact, he lives up to both his names. His name is Justin Towns Earle, and this is a recording we did with Justin at the Four Seasons during South by Southwest in 2012.
Well, thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. I'm gonna leave you with this song. We've you heard the first song on the record, so I'll play you the last song on the record. And I don't know if I can't remember if my parents have heard this record yet. But I'm sure I'll be getting phone calls. I woke up wondering where I was at, just like I always do. Well, I ate up ahead, laid out like a lazy stiff on a Sunday afternoon. We're 40 miles from Cleveland, ain't stopping, ain't even passing through. Well, tonight we'll stop in Pittsburgh, boys, but Philly's where we're going to be. And I talked to my mom today, oh, and she seems like she's doing fine now.
Tell her I've been getting sick again, and we both pretend we don't know why. Well, it's one more drop of rain, and she swears we'll all be drowned alive. Then she asks me how my father's been, and we both pretend we don't know why. I got a friend upstate, he's got a place where I can get away from it all. But I don't know if I could take it, boys, I just can't stand myself alone now. Now 30 years of running's left me standing with my back to the call. And it left me most days wondering if I've ever really learned a thing at all, babe. But I'm trying to move on. I'm trying to move on. I'm trying to move on, baby. I'm trying to move on. Maybe I should go back and take it back to the night where it all began. Maybe I could trace my life back to the night when my folks first met. Maybe I could find the moment that my father broke my mother's heart in half. I could go back to New York City, I guess, and just learn to live with it. I'm trying to move on. I'm trying to move on. I'm trying to move on, babe. I'm trying to move on. Been doing something wrong.
That was the end of the song. Thank y'all so much.
That was the sound of a guitar falling apart, but Justin Townsend kept it together. Moving On is the song recorded live at the Four Seasons for South by Southwest 2012. This is one of my favorite parts of the show. Each week we ask someone for their favorite Austin music experience, and in a few minutes we'll tell you how you can share yours. This week's comes from Austin's Akina Adderley, who comes from this musical family. Her granddad is jazz cornetist Nat Adderley, and her great-uncle Cannonball Adderley played saxophone with Miles Davis, which is just incredible. Akina is the front woman for the Vintage Playboys. She loves soul and blues, and she had a really memorable brush with a true Austin blues legend.
A couple of years ago, and this was, if memory serves, a few months before Pine Top Perkins passed away. And I remember walking into Antone's, and he was chain smoking and drinking whiskey. Now, mind you, the man was over 90 years old. And of course, his set was just brilliant. Then after his set, he started flirting with me a little bit, which was hilarious. And then I played, and afterwards, he comes up to the front of the stage, brings me in and kind of gives me a kiss on the cheek. And he was, I don't know if he was still half flirting. I guess he was, because he said, "Aw, baby, you got it going on. Keep up the good work." I was like, "Oh." So yeah, that was a very special Austin music moment for me.
The late and truly great Pine Top Perkins, Akina Adderley's go-to Austin music experience. and we want to hear about your favorite Austin music experience, whether it was going to Farm Aid for the 4th of July show at Maynard Downs in 1986, maybe a quarter century later you were at the Sehome Power Plant and saw Kanye and Jay-Z, maybe you were in the aisles of Whole Foods and you bumped into Robert Plant. Let us know your favorite Austin music experience. Give us a call on our hotline, 1-800-535-5533, 1-800-535-5533. The Austin Music Experience is a production of KUTX Austin, produced by Art Levy and Haley Howell, with assistance from Tyler Pratt. Our live music engineers are Cliff Hargrove and Casey Cheek. I'm Jody Denberg. Good night, Austin, Texas, wherever you are.